That's correct, Catherine. It's like we're left with no choice. The master apparently is coming to Donegal. He's coming us 4 years. Nobody has seen or heard tell him. And allegedly he's coming now sometime in August. That's what we've been told. But there's no fixed date, no nothing. And the council's actually closed. There's no meetings in August. So most of the councillors has fixed their holidays and away on holidays and stuff like that. And like, over the last number of weeks, now this is a number of years I could say, but over the last number of weeks, especially since the Dutch revelations that has been coming out, you know, I've been contacted. I've went and visited homes, and listen, the people have just lost all hope in this minister and this government that they're continuing to fail to kick the can down the road, and I was left with no choice. And I talked to Paddy Coyle, said I had to go for a vote of no confidence on him. I just was left with no choice. These emotions and things that we don't want to be doing, like we want to be getting in there, hitting the ground running and getting work done for people and kind of get things eventually done. But they're been left with no choice, you know, and that's, I had to go ahead with my motion yesterday and it was passed, and I'm hoping it sends a clear message to Dublin that they need to get their finger out and start to get something done.
What about the colleagues, your colleagues, a couple of councillors who didn't back your motion? What's your reaction to that?
Couple of council, there were several councillors that wasn't there who had left and I didn't vote at all. But there were three councillors off the top of my head here that just abstained from voting. And listen, either vote yes or you vote no. This abstaining, it doesn't make sense to me, you know what I mean? Like, you have a confidence in somebody, you don't have confidence, you know? And that's the bottom line. Like, and some of these councillors has affected homes, and I don't know, I can't understand her. But I mean, we live in a democratic society, and people have a vote, the right to vote whatever way they choose, you know. But as I say, this is not about popularity, or this is not about playing politics. This is about people's lives. This is about people's mentality. This is about people's homes. Some of the homes, like on Thursday, I visited a family on Thursday outside Letterkenny, past the a hotel outside the right end for Melton, and the architect was coming to measure up the house that was sent out from the housing agency. These people got their home tested in July 2020. No member of the housing agency come to that house, done a visual inspection. Now this house has been tested 4 years ago, hasn't it? And this house is deteriorating. I have photographs of water coming running out of plugs inside it. Now, these two people have fought cancer, this husband and wife have fought cancer, and they don't need to be living like this at this stage in life. And then for counsellors, they say that they have confidence in Dara Breen, that he's doing a great job, there's something badly wrong, you know. And that's one house in Letterkenny area. There's thousands here, and like, they're living in black mould, living with mushrooms growing inside presses, the mould's that black, some people COPD. And social housing is every bit as bad, you know. I mean, there's no plan on social housing. They've applied to the housing manager to get a scheme even on social housing. There's nothing.
Should the priority not be for the council to try and set up a meeting to engage with the housing minister, yourself and the housing minister and other local representatives, instead of perhaps maybe bringing forward these kinds of motions of no confidence in him?
That's what everybody wants, but he's coming here 4 years. He hasn't come. And we're a couple of months probably out from a general election, and allegedly he's coming. Still, there's no commitment that he is coming. Like, he says it's 4 years he's coming and has never come. You know what I mean? That's, we went to the doors, knocked the doors. We formed this party over a year ago. That's something that we didn't want to do. We didn't want, you know what I mean? We have five children. I don't want to be rolling around as a politician. I don't want to be a politician. And we set this party up. We went to the doors. We promised people we would fight hard for them. And that's what we're doing. We're not going back on a word. We're there to fight hard. We're not on there to... We're there to work with as 37 councillors to get this job done as best we can at local level. And that's what our aim is. I didn't want to be bringing a motion yesterday, no confidence in. And I believe that 37 people should be sitting down working hard together as a team. Get this boy up here. The housing... department has been contacted for months and months and months about having a meeting in Donegal. They won't even answer emails. You know, what are we supposed to they do? We have to send a message some way or another. Like, an emotion was brought yesterday. I'm hoping that people in Dublin listen to this now, sends the housing department here, sends them to speak to us. The minister comes, sits down and speaks, and puts out something that's workable for everybody, because this scheme's not workable for everybody. It's working for a very, very, very small amount. I have yet to come across somebody that told me that they're coming through this scheme is not costing them one cent, one penny. I haven't, and I hear some councillors saying that this scheme's workable for people. I have yet to come across one, and I've been speaking to hundreds, if not thousands, of people, and I have yet to come across one.